How to know when you've healed enough that you're ready for an intimate relationship. Four steps. We're going to break them down right here on this podcast. Before I rip into it, if you could like the video and subscribe, it helps tremendously and it helps me build the channel. And the bigger the channel gets, the bigger the guests get, as you guys have seen so far on this channel. But we're going to be diving into this. This is a big topic that I love speaking about because I'm so passionate about inner work, around healing, around triggers, around traumas, around purpose and relationships. Because you need to swallow this pill. This is not one of the steps, but please swallow this pill. This is an extra step for you. Is that a relationship is the biggest It is a magnifying glass for your inner work. It is the biggest magnifier of the things that you have not healed through yet. So your relationship, your partner is going to trigger you and reveal your triggers, your traumas, your wounds more than anything else in your life. So that's the reality. And that, you know what's so great about that? It actually allows you to heal more than anywhere else if you do these four steps. So let's rock and roll straight into it. First step is you must be whole in who you are. Now, I'm going to explain this one a little bit because some people will argue, well, you're never whole because there's always more healing to do. Yes, I agree. You must get to a level of wholeness where you're not needy of someone else for your happiness. You must be independent, not codependent. Because it's like when people say, this person completes me, that's implying that you're not complete in who you are. And the problem with this is there's a quote that I love that, whatever you need in life will control you. So if you're needy of something, if you're needy of money, then you will be easily controlled and manipulated by the person or the thing that you perceive holds the key to money. If you're needy of love, which a lot of people are because they haven't healed through the wounds that they've had, that they've got, then you will be easily controlled and manipulated by the person or people or thing that you perceive holds the key to love. So as an example, you're in a relationship and you're not whole. You haven't done the work yet and you're needy of your partner. And then your partner does something that hurts you. They overstep a boundary. They start doing something that doesn't sit right with you. Because you're scared of losing them, because you're needy of them, you will put up with it. You will suppress. You will not actually set a boundary and hold strong and stand up for yourself. So that's why it's so important to actually become whole and actually enjoy your own space. This is not about you're incomplete, someone else is incomplete, you get together and now you're complete together. No, you are complete. You find someone else who is also complete. And yes, we all have healing to do. We all have growth to continue to do, which is the next steps I'll get to. Those two people come together, create a sacred union, and you both get to grow and elevate together. That's the key difference. That's why step one is so important. So, and how do you become whole? It's about healing through your stuff. So the first step is kind of like the overall answer of the next step. So the next step is that you must recognize and understand that every single person has healing to do. Even when you're whole enough where you're not needy of a partner, there's still more to do. Everyone has healing to do. Everyone has triggers and traumas. And for anyone that disagrees with that statement, show me a single person on the planet who doesn't get triggered. I get triggered. I'm a human being. You get triggered because you're a human being. Every single person gets triggered. And a trigger is revealing a trauma. And I won't go down this rabbit hole now, but there's big T traumas and small T traumas. It might not be that you're abused or assaulted or you went through a war or something like that. It might have been that you didn't have your needs met as a child, that you weren't seen or heard or loved or held to the level that you needed when you were 6 months old, 12 months old. That does create trauma within us as babies. So we all have those things. And that's why healing is such an endless journey where there's always more to do, but obviously you become more and more healed and whole the further you go down the path. So step two is to recognize that you have healing to do and you always will, and your partner has healing to do. Now, step three is implementing step two, is actually taking ownership when your triggers show up. Because it's easy to say it, it's harder to do it. And again, I teach this shit and I have challenges sometimes. I was triggered the other day and I snapped at my partner. I honestly did. I apologized to her afterwards and I said, baby, I'm so sorry. You just triggered a wound in me and I'm not taking away the blame from me and excusing that for myself. But you've obviously shined light on something, and that's for something for me to go heal through, which we'll get to soon. But step number three is to actually, rubber hits the road, you must walk your talk. Now that you recognize that, okay, I've got healing to do, my partner has healing to do, you get into a relationship because you're not needy, but you're whole in brackets, but you're whole and you're ready and not needy of a relationship, so you're ready to actually have a sacred union with someone. And you recognize, okay, I've got traumas, I've got triggers, and so does my partner. Now, it gets triggered. Rubber hits the road. How do you handle this? How do you handle this in a healthy way? Is after the storm passes, you take the time to go heal through whatever came to the surface. Because everything you've got, or any triggers or traumas that you have, it will be revealed. Now, the most important thing is not whether you're going to get triggered or not. You're going to. That's a given. You can't avoid that. Again, if that's your goal, you're going to have one of the most shallow, unfulfilling relationships on the planet. You're just going to be friends with the person because you guys aren't putting your walls down to have that deep intimacy and connection because you want to avoid the triggers. It's not a healthy relationship. So once you recognize that and then you get triggered, what do you do afterwards? A small story about this is, I can use the one about the other day, is I got triggered and my partner said something and I was really stressed. I was a bit frustrated. I just wasn't regulating well and I got triggered. And then after the storm had passed, don't try heal the trigger during the storm. Wait till the storm passes. Take a breath in and then take ownership. That was me. Please underline this, write this one down, replay this sentence a couple of times if you need to. Nothing triggers you. It reveals what's inside of you. Hear me again. Nothing triggers you. It just reveals what's inside of you. Your partner doesn't trigger you. Your partner is revealing what's in you. My partner could say the most horrible, effed up things. And there's a difference between tolerating bad behavior and being triggered. There's a difference between the two. I'm talking about triggered. My partner could do the worst thing ever. And if there's no wound there, it wouldn't trigger me. I would still have standards and expectations. I wouldn't tolerate that type of behavior. But if I'm triggered, it's not her or anything, it's me. And I take ownership for that and say, babe, once the storm passes and you're out of the trigger, you're out of the wound, you take ownership for that and then you go and do your inner healing. And how do you do that? That's the whole conversation for later. I've done podcasts on that as well. Or maybe join my conscious community group, which I've got a link down below if you'd like to join. And I can show you how to do that. There's so many ways to heal. But the key with this point, if you do not take ownership for your trigger that's come to the surface and go heal through it, guess what? It's going to come up again. And it doesn't just come up again. It builds up because you've got the residue and leftovers from the last one. So it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually it fucking implodes. And that's what most people's relationships go like. I talk about there's three phases of a relationship. Number one is the honeymoon phase. So that's where sex, rainbows, lollipops, and everything's amazing. Then step two is the triggered phase. This is what I'm talking about right now, where you start to shine light on each other's triggers and traumas and wounds. Most people aren't willing to fight through this and work through this. And they never get to step three, which is the conscious embodied part of a relationship where you actually heal and grow and elevate together in a healthy way. Most people can't get to stage three, so they just repeat stage one and two over and over and over again. Or they just stay in that forever, which is shit as well. It's like they're not willing to get there. The only way you can get there is by taking ownership and actually walking your talk, which is not fucking easy, guys. I still get triggered to this day and I teach this shit and I still get triggered. But in terms of like even using the reference I'm referring to, which was probably about 2 or 3 days ago, we're actually driving to a dance lesson. So we're getting married in a couple of months and we're driving to a dance lesson and it was about getting directions. I was getting a bit frustrated with directions and she triggered something in me and I snapped at her. And within like 5 minutes of that drive, I apologized, babe, XYZ, and we had healed through it and balanced through that. I didn't heal through the original trigger. That takes a bit more time. But we were able to heal through that part of that conversation and get back to normal. Where 2-3 years ago, when we first started dating, like that would have led to like a week-long argument because our egos were involved and it was so hard to get past that. So the recovery time gets shorter and shorter and shorter if you heal through it. If you don't heal through it, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse until it implodes. That was a long step. That's step number three. Step number four. I've actually alluded to it already in this podcast, but you need to be willing to fight for a relationship. To get from stage two to stage three, you need to fight for it. And when you're in stage three, you're going to still regress down to stage one and two at times. You're still going to get triggered in stage three. You need to be willing to fight for the relationship. Those are my four steps of what you need to do or be at in your journey to be ready to handle the true depths and intimacy of what a relationship brings to the table. Let me refresh that for you. Number one, you must be whole. And yes, no one's ever, quote, completely whole because there's always more healing to do. But you must be at a level where you're not needy of your partner. You're willing to walk away, because if you're not willing to do that, you'll put up with their bullshit and then you'll suppress yourself, beat yourself up. Not a good time. Step number two is you must recognize that you and your partner, every single person on the planet, has healing to do, and you got to take accountability for that. And then step three is actually actioning step two. So when you do get triggered, which is going to happen, I guarantee you 100% of the time it will happen in your relationship. Step number three is you must then actually action that and actually heal through what comes to the surface. Don't just move on and bottle it up or sweep it under the rug. You got to heal through that shit. And number four, you got to be willing to fight for the relationship. I hope you got value from this. If you did, if you could like the video, subscribe, it would be amazing. Send this to a friend that you think would get value from it. Send it to your partner, by the way. Just say, hey, babe, I reckon you might get one or two things out of this. Maybe your partner will hate me after this, but send it to your partner if you want. And if you are interested in actually working through this stuff, learning about purpose, learning how to heal, about relationships, about business, finances, self-worth, confidence, communication, all this good stuff, I help people do this. This is what I do. This is what I love. My purpose is to heal and expand consciousness. My mission is to coach 1 million people to live a life that inspires them. And I show you how to do that step by step by step in my conscious community group. There's a money back guarantee on your first month, so there's no risk there, and there's a deal on at the moment. So click on the link below to jump in and check it out. I appreciate you guys, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.